Well, hello everybody. Welcome to another episode of Epic Failin. And today we have with us Sarah Moss from Sarah's Secretarial. Hello, Sarah. How are you today? Thank you for being here.
Hi, Ryan. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
So Sarah's Secretarial, yeah, I find the whole thing kind of interesting. So, and much needed. But why don't you tell me a little bit about yourself and what you do?
Sarah's Secretarial was born out of personal need, as they think most things are. Having children kind of waylaid the career in the office because my kids are special needs and they needed me at home. And so I took my business home. And so I offer virtual assistant support. I can do it from my living room. I can do it from my office. I can even do it from your office if you really, really need me to do. We offer everything you need done in the office, basically. You know, there's so many people that live in the background of the world that are unseen that get things accomplished. And that's what we do at Sarah's Secretarial. We're kind of that unseen piece in the background that makes sure that the passion that you have for real estate or the passion that the next person has can come to fruition. Not everybody has administrative skill sets, and I'm pleased to stand in that space and offer mine so that they can get their job done.
That's very interesting that you say that. And the way you explained it really highlights to me to get stuff done, right? I'm one of these, I'm shiny object syndrome person. So I'm always like, great idea here, great idea there. But it's, as I've been told by a business coach that we all know very well, I've been told, you know, but execution, right? You got to execute. It's great to have the ideas and everything, but executing is huge. And that's probably where you would come in as well to kind of lighten the load so somebody can execute some of these other things.
Absolutely. There are dreamers in this world. I gave birth to at least one of them. And they're just going to need support along that journey, because if their dreams can come to life, wow, will that change the world in a positive way. But they're going to need support along that journey. And, you know, we can't do it by ourselves. I firmly believe that we need to build community and we need to build support networks so that we can accomplish our goals together. Standing alone, we're often setting ourselves up for failure.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but what I'm seeing here too is, like, as a entrepreneur myself and being a realtor, mm-hmm. I find that often we'll be, as business owners, we'll be at a stage where we're like, especially a solopreneur, you'll be at a stage where you're like, I'm not busy enough to hire somebody full time.
But I'm too busy to manage it all on my own.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and that's where I can come in, because you don't need to hire me full time. You can hire me for a couple hours a week. You can hire me just to do that one task that just you can't get off your plate because it is overwhelming and you procrastinate because there's more fun stuff to do.
For my brethren that are also control freaks, it's brutal. I totally wish this is like one trait that I wish I didn't have, where I have to do everything, right? Like, I mean, I have to have my hands on every little part of the business. What are some things that you would typically do or that you would suggest to do to, you know, any entrepreneur out there, any business person, solopreneur that's looking to kind of make that step? You know, what are some things that you would do and what should I let go of, basically, is what I'm saying.
The easy stuff. Easy the stuff that you've gotten by rote, drafting letters, putting templates together, writing those simple letters to the clients. Hey, your house sold. Sarah, can you send off letter ABC to this client? And can you send off letters DCE to that client? And just, you know, put a system in place so that you can delegate it and let somebody else take over. It's not something that you have to think about. It's something that you've already got your processes in place. And you can just say, yep, that needs to go. Can you do that? And that might take me half an hour. It might take you an hour. Either way, you've saved yourself either half an hour or an hour's worth of time.
Absolutely. Is that something that you would sit down and sit down? I mean, it makes it sound like you did do it in person, which you said you would do, but like over Zoom or whatever and go through like maybe to help systematize for a business owner and say, okay, you know, what's your process? And let's create a couple little systems here.
Absolutely. I've done that for clients. Sit down and like, what's your process? What can you streamline? What can you make really simple so that when A happens, B happens? You know, we've all got those if then statements.
Yes.
If you sell a house, then you have to send a letter and a contract and collect a check. And like, there's a really simple process in place. And you know that probably better than a lot of people, but that can transfer into any business. So it doesn't matter what you're doing. There's an if then. Mm-hmm. If I onboard a new client, they have to do an intake form. They have to give me information. They have to provide XYZ before I can start working. And so being able to say, okay, so this is what you need to do, and then I can start working. I mean, that's all administrative stuff. I used to be a legal assistant, so I would work for lawyers. We'd get a new client and they would hand me the file and say, send all the new client information out. You know, they're not sitting there wasting those hours onboarding a new client. They're sending that off to their secretary or to their assistants. And those are the things that I can do. And that just saves so much time. Got a new client this week. She's a social media marketer. She's busy graphic designing and putting together logos and putting together the posts. She's like, I don't have time to actually post it anymore. So she pops it in a file. I grab the file and I post it for her. I schedule all the posts. Takes me half an hour, but that's an hour off her plate because she doesn't have to do it. You know, things like that. It's such a simple thing for me to do. And you get someone who has an expertise and a skill, it takes them less time to do the work. You know, if you aren't a wordsmith and you have to sit down and write an email, it might take you an hour where I would be like, yeah, I can write that in 15 minutes or half an hour or whatever.
That's fantastic. Yes. And that's where I find, you know, I would have the trouble of letting go of too, where I'd be like, oh, you know, I want to draft this letter, you know, and I don't know what to say. And here's the gist of it. Go do it. And then.
Well, and it's not like you have to let go completely. Mm-hmm. Like if you say, hey, Sarah, I want to send a letter. I need to say these things. I take your words. I put them in a neat little format, paragraph, sentence. I send it to you and say, here's your letter. You get to review that, make changes before it's sent. So it's not like you don't have any control and I send the letter out and you're like, what? You said that? I didn't mean that. Mm-hmm. Like you totally still have that autonomy of review, right?
Absolutely.
You know, when I've done 10 letters and you're like, I didn't make any changes, you can go just send everything now. You know, you build a level of trust as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially like you say, if you've worked with someone like yourself for some time and you establish that connection, mm-hmm. then you can say, send, like you said earlier, send letter A or document B, right, to the client.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or if you have systems in place, you've sent letter A, you get it back and then you know to send letter D.
You've got all those if-then statements. If they say this, if they say that, this is how you respond.
No, that is perfect. So this has really kind of come to be a thing in our world nowadays with the whole COVID and everything.
You know, one of the blessings in COVID was it just revealed how much we could do virtually.
Yeah, exactly. When did you get started? That's a great question.
My son was born in 2004.
Oh.
And so I have been doing this since 2004. You know, in the early years, I did it all as volunteer. It was my way to keep my skill set strong, to not lose my skills so that when I was going back into the workplace, I would be prepared to do that without going, oh yeah, I used to type 100 words a minute, but now it's only like 40 or 50. I'm still close to 80 to 100 words a minute because I've kept my skill set strong, right? So that makes, it was at first that just that, and then just to stay busy, to keep something on my plate. I love working with words. I love painting pictures for people. And so I just held on to those pieces. Over the years, it's just built a little bit. You know, I've done a lot of volunteer work with it. I've done a lot of resumes for friends and family. I've done a lot of documents and letters, like people like, oh, I got to send this letter and I don't know what to say or how to say it. I'm like, I can do that. So it's just come along the pathway over the last 18 years.
Wow. So that's, I mean, when you said the early 2000s, or like 2004, I'm thinking.
That's not that long ago.
It's not that long ago. I'm not thinking, it just, geez, time flies when you get old.
But, my son is 18 years old now. This is craziness.
Yeah. I had somebody say to me the other day, who said they're talking about their kids, and they said, "Oh, you met your dad in the 1900s. And it's like, oh my God, that sounds like,
that sounds
so much worse. It was so much worse than what it is. That's funny.
I think the worst one was, then they said like 2069 or 2062 is as far away from us as 1992.
No, I don't like that at all.
Right? Yeah. My numbers may be off because I'm pulling them out of my head, but yeah, you know, whether it's 1992 or 1982, like that's crazy.
That's,
I think it's 1982, but still I'm like, no, that's not right. That can't be right.
That can't be right. Yeah. That's, but yeah, it's definitely, it's a crazy changing world. And for businesses out there that have had to deal with this adversity, having somebody such as yourself is huge, right? It's a game changer.
Absolutely. And it saves money. We look at a lot of businesses that were shut down over COVID and they couldn't afford to pay rent on empty office space. And do they want to go back to that formatting? Like, do they need an office space? Can they run their business from their home? Can they run with a virtual assistant? Can they run in a different way? Like, looking at how we can operate the world in a healthier fashion is always a positive thing to do. And whether we're talking mental health, whether we're talking physical health, whether we're talking environmental health, running virtually can sometimes be the answer to those questions.
Might be making assumptions here, but I know that there's all sorts of, you can get virtual help on all sorts of different avenues. But I think by having somebody a little more local and virtual, it's somebody that understands, you know, maybe the city's culture. Like if I was hiring a virtual assistant in Calgary, which is where you're located, mm-hmm. or which we're both located, it's nice because I could say to you, especially as a realtor, I'll say to you, Tuscany, and you know exactly where that is, mm-hmm. or, you know, I'll say Kensington or Marta Loop or whatever, which aren't technically communities, but people kind of think of them as such. We're kind of on the same page where if I'm talking to somebody, even in the States, it's like,
or Winnipeg, you know, or Edmonton, even sometimes.
Yeah. Let's say, you know, we're talking about the dome or the tower, right? And it's like, what are you talking about?
And you say those things and my brain either pulls up a map of the city and goes, oh, he's over there, or it pulls up an image of that thing. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And it's just a lot more relatable rather than somebody that couldn't identify with what you're asking.
And that really helps, not just for realty, I mean, for realty, it's absolutely helpful because, you know, you do a lot of descriptive words. You need to sell a place. You need to be able to describe it in an engaging, inviting fashion. And that helps because I can be like, oh yeah, it's got a view of the tower with the mountains behind it. And you'll always see those gorgeous sunsets, right? Somebody who's not from here would never know that that's what you're seeing when you look at the tower from, you know, whichever direction you're looking. Obviously I'm thinking
like Memorial East, so you can see the cityscape and the mountains behind. It's
Memorial West.
Yeah, I've been preaching it for going west.
See, and I can catch those mistakes because we all make mistakes.
Do you know what? Everybody poops. we all make mistakes. Absolutely. And that's something too, even like maybe like an editing service too, where
it's I love editing.
where I write like maybe a description or something, here's the gist of what I want to say, and if, you know, again, you're like, Ryan, you know, you got your directions wrong on this, change it.
Absolutely. And that's important because, you know, when you're dealing with, like, I mean, your business is booming right now, you're dealing with descriptions for how many houses a day, they can get tangled up.
So
having someone who can, you know, I'm a big proponent of shop local, and not just shop local, but business local. Like, let's build where we live. Earlier today, actually, someone's like, I was saying that, you know, I'm starting to look at, as I'm getting busier, I need to look at expanding and hiring someone to help me along the way. And they're like, oh, are you going to go to the Philippines? I'm like, no, why would I hire someone in the Philippines? I'm going to hire someone locally and put money back in their pockets. And I actually already have a list of people in my head that I'm like, okay, when I'm ready, this is the person I'm going to ask to come alongside me. That's the person I'm going to give this type of work to. You know, so I've got three or four people that have different specialties, and this goes back to building community and strengthening ourselves and walking together. So like, I love wordsmithing. I'm going to keep all that work for myself because it's my joy. But I have a bookkeeper that's ready to step in when I have bookkeeping work. I have someone else who I'm like, I can give off that low-end administrative work that's really simple, that, you know, as long as you've got some administrative skill, you can do without having a lot of extra training or skill on top of it. So there's all those little things, but absolutely I'm keeping it local. And I think that that's really valuable. You get people who understand your language. I mean, you go to the Philippines, yeah, they speak English, but I understand English. You know, I love the history of English. I love the wordplay of English. And that's important.
There's a lot of nuance. There's a lot of nuance with it too, right? Mm-hmm. There's knowing sarcasm and knowing, yeah, and words like you say, exactly. I love wordsmithing as well. I'm really, really big.
I know that about you. Yeah.
I come from a family of writers, and mm-hmm. yeah, it's a big thing with me. I love the wordplay. It's super fun.
Yeah, a lot of people, you're a podcast, so people don't always see what's behind you. But I mean, someone who has The Art of War on their bookshelf is not someone who doesn't love words, right?
Yeah, I got Art of War, and I got Crushing It by Gary Vee, and yeah, and then Yoda.
And Yoda. You can't understand Yoda if you don't understand English.
Sometimes you can't understand Yoda.
If you do understand English, what is that?
If you do understand. Yeah. That's what you're doing that's your career, and it's going well?
It's going very well. Yeah, the last year it has really picked up. Like I said, I'm starting to look at hiring extra people, which is a great feeling to go, wow, this is, you know, brought me to the point where I can't do it all by myself. Same message I'm sending out to other businesses. If you can't do it all on your own, then you want to absolutely hire me into it. I'm looking at doing the same thing to expand for myself. So that's pretty exciting.
The scope of what you're doing, you mentioned earlier, doing some of the social media posts, doing some of the bookkeeping potentially, and then any kind of graphic work or anything like that as well.
I work with graphic designers. My strength really, really is in the words. I can paint you a picture in words, and I can, you know, I can take your words, and sometimes a picture comes up with them, but that's not a strength of mine. So I just team up with people who are amazing at that.
I know a lot of realtors that need your help then, because I sometimes look at some of the descriptions, and
it hurts sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah.
My mom sold her house last June, and the realtor wrote up this thing, and she sent me the MLS listing, and I'm like, Mom, can I rewrite that? Like, and I did. And she sent it to the realtor, and they posted my posting instead of theirs, because it was awful. It just hurt. And they had such an amazing house, and they didn't capture any of that in the words. And so, yeah, that's what I can do.
That's awesome.
Thanks again for listening to Epic Phelan. If you like what you hear, be sure to subscribe, give me a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts, follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Real Ryan Phelan, and visit my website at thecalgaryrealestateguy.com. Until next time, stay epic.